This is Ask Pastor John, a question and answer podcast with John Piper. Today's question comes to us from Barry in London, and he asks, how best can I minister to my sister when she wants to cut herself off from Christian things and Christian people to pursue a gay lifestyle? My dad and I are Christians, but it's becoming increasingly difficult to have any meaningful contact with her. We pray for her all the time, of course, but is there anything else we can say or do?
Well, my heart goes out to him, and I get asked that question a lot. When a family member is actively homosexual and wants to or doesn't want to be in the family, it creates incredible tensions, like, can I bring my partner home for Thanksgiving dinner? Those kinds of things. Or, I never want to darken the door of your house again. Sounds more like this woman wants to cut herself off. I would say we want to combine, and this is not new for this person, but it might be helpful for others to hear. We want to combine compassion and conviction. We don't want to lose the conviction that God says that to relate to a woman in a natural way or a man in a unnatural way is sin. That's the conviction we hold. In fact, it's a very dangerous sin that if you don't repent of can destroy you. And yet we want to be compassionate in that these are human beings created in the image of God in our own families and once upon a time perhaps professing faith and so perhaps struggling at a level that is still within inside the house of faith. And so for those reasons, we want to express to them our love. We want to help you. We don't want to exclude you. We want to bless you. But you have to understand, we do that within the context of moral judgments rooted in Scripture because they're for your good. So I think you want to somehow keep communicating to this sister through emails, letters, personal contacts, lunches, in which you are saying to her, I want your best. If the person is a professing Christian, then you've got complicated issues because then the Bible calls for kind of holy ostracism and says you don't hang out with a brother who's living in sin. You say to that person, you need to change or we can't hang out together. But if the person's not a believer, then you treat it like evangelism, and you move forward in the kinds of outreach that there can be even within the family. Another thing comes to my mind, namely to do the kind of investigation to find out the ministries where they deal with folks with some measure of experience who've walked through this and they're willing to help so that you might acquaint her with a ministry that she might reject at first, but in some dark night she might say, I should give this number a call. You give them a phone number and give them a call. And somebody who's been where she was 10 years ago and is now not there anymore might have an incredible power to help her move from where she is to where she wants to be. So being aware of ministries that are delivering ministries and can help people cross the line from homosexual lives back into lives that are biblically structured, that would be good for them to know about.
Ask Pastor John is a podcast of Desiring God. If someone passed this along to you, sign up and receive them yourself and explore more questions today at desiringgod.org.